Everything Calgary Flames, it's all on Flames Talk. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Don't be nervous. Welcome back from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino and the Celebrity Poker Tournament. Pat Steinberg, Wes Gilbertson, and Jonathan Huberdeau still has his jersey on, has not gone out, and Jonathan with us at the table right now. Thank you for doing this. No need to be nervous. We're in terms of live radio interviews, this will be about as easy as it gets, I promise.
It does, yeah. It's easier than seeing you guys after a game or something. So.
Exactly, right? How you doing?
Good, real good. It's a great event. Happy to be here. It's awesome.
You're a big cards guy on the plane, right? Is that you and Nas? Are you two of the more regular cards guys on the plane?
Yeah, we have the same group every road trip. So I think some guys they say they want to quit after a couple of trips if they lose some money, but I won't say who. But if not, I think Weegs is Weegs right now would be the best player at the card table. And I consider myself probably tie second.
Okay. Who else?
Nas is pretty good.
Okay.
But he's like he sits on his money. You know, he's not overly aggressive.
Okay.
So if you, like, everyone, okay, first, Uyghur, T2, all good. But if we went, like, right down to the bottom of the standings, who would we find?
Probably the Lego Man. Sharon Govich.
Yeah, hey.
He just can't control himself. I think that's his only issue. He loves to bluff, and I feel like he gets caught a lot.
How?
Poker? You're playing poker?
Yeah, we play poker. Yeah.
Okay.
So pretty familiar with what's going on today.
This will be what, your third, fourth event? This will be your third one, right? Yeah, because there wasn't one the first year. It's a lot of fun, isn't it? Like, this...
I think it's the best event. I mean, this is great. I mean, you know, to they have everybody here, a lot of sponsors, a lot of people for charity. And I think, you know, everybody's having fun, too. It's pretty relaxed. And I think that's what it's all about. I think everybody, you know, you see people that you saw the year before, too, as well. So create friendship. And no, it's just a good event to be at. I'm really happy to be here.
It's got to be fun doing an event like this with the season that your group is having, which has also been a lot of fun. Makes it coming off a big win on Saturday. It just makes the vibes a whole lot higher, too, hey?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think, you know, we had two losses in St. Louis. It wasn't easy. And I think coming off a big win against Winnipeg, really good team. Hinder building, I think it makes these 4 days of break, you know, much better, and you know, kind of rejuvenate yourself and come back and have this event at that time. It's great, and like I said, I think everybody's you know, more happy when you come off of a win.
This is year three in Calgary for you. This year, just as a group, you know, Rasmus has said publicly to Wes that like this is one of the tightest groups he's ever been a part of. You've said how tight this group is. So how much fun has this season been right from the get-go to be a part of and to be around this group?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, at the beginning when you come to training camp, no expectation. And from, like, the outside hockey world, I mean, you know, the media or anything, nobody could see even us close to a playoff spot. So I think that gave us, like, a little boost, you know, in ourselves to even, like, battle harder. And I think we had a hell of a good training camp and worked hard. And, you know, I think this group was so tight that we believe in ourselves. And I think we've been showing it all year long. And we're a hard team to play against. We work hard. And I think that's where we're in, you know, that position right now.
That was right from the get-go. I remember you spoke on day one or day two of camp at Winsport and said, hey, we think we're better than a lot of people think. Like, that's been right from the get-go a theme, and has that theme stuck with the team all year long? Like, as you go into Thursday, are you guys still thinking about that?
Yeah, I think it's a thing to say that, because everybody can say that we believe and stuff, but it's to do it on the ice game after game. I think that's when it shows people that we weren't messing around. I think we know we could do some damage out there, and I think, you know, there's plenty of games left. But the position, you know, we're in, we like where we are, and obviously we want to be better. We want to go on a winning streak soon. But that's all it is, man. We believe in our group. We love every guy in the dressing room, and that's what makes us a special group.
Jonathan, if we go back to the start of the season and what those external expectations were, like you mentioned, the media maybe had it wrong about us. What were we missing? Like what does this group have that we maybe weren't giving you guys enough credit for?
I think is the identity and the work ethic that we came out with. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, Husk wanted us to play away. And I mean, it just shows with when your leading scorer at that, like, you know, 32 points in the season, and everybody's kind of in the same range. And that shows that everybody's is involved, and that's how we play. You know, we play tight game. It's never going to be a blowout game. We've been in every game. So I think it's the kind of game we've been playing. I think in the playoffs, that's what gets you, that's what makes you win, you know. I think Florida last year, they were a tight group that, you know, played really tight. And, you know, even the skill guy did the, you know, chip the puck in, did stuff like that. So I think nowadays, the recipe to win a Stanley Cup, we need to be a team that's good defensively first. So I think that's the type of game we've been playing, and it's a grind. It's not easy, but it's been working for us.
That that leading scorer you mentioned is on pace for 30 plus goals this season. just if we happen to be talking to the guy, which we are, how does that number strike you? What's that mean?
I mean, I've had some fortunate bounces this year, and hopefully, you know, it's been slowing down lately a little bit, but I think getting that back. But I don't really think about that, you know. I think it's you know, like we've talked about that all year. I think I want to be more a complete player, play both ways, and I feel for us to win, I think you're going to do stuff that maybe not scoring, but it's going to help our team, and that's the identity of our team right now. So I think I'm not thinking about the goals or anything like that. It's more to be effective every night in the way I can be.
Dustin Wolf had another one of those games Saturday in Winnipeg. We've talked so much about him, but I'm curious, you know, as a teammate and from your vantage point, what's impressed you most about what Dustin's done in his first full season in the NHL?
I think it's the way he conducts himself. I mean, his confidence is pretty crazy. I mean, he's not a big guy in there. I mean, he's a small guy, but the way he tracks the puck too, I think it's pretty remarkable. And you know, he makes these saves in the game that keeps us, like, you know, maybe it's a tie game, and then he makes an unreal save and keeps us in the game. So, and then his confidence, you know, get up to us too, you know. And you know what, your goalie is confident. It's easier to play in front of him, and you know, that's what we've been doing. And I think he's just been special year for him, and he deserves it. I mean, he's been great the past 2 years in the AHL, so it's you know, he had his chance, and he's been great.
We're chatting with Jonathan Huberdeau of the Flames here at the Celebrity Poker Tournament. You know, Wes asked you about about the goals. Okay, if you go take a look at your Hockey DB page, I just went and double checked. There's not a season that you've ever had with more goals than assists. Like, who? What is happening? Is that as surprising to you as it might be to somebody taking a look at that?
Yeah, power forward, you know,
Kelly Rudy.
Yeah, there you go. No, seriously, it's true. I don't think it ever happened that I had more goals than assists. But you know, I think it's fun to be obviously when you get bounces, and I think a lot of goals been scored this year in front of the net and getting in there. So new role, and like I said, I think hopefully I'll get the assist up a little bit. But no, I just it's fun obviously with when you win and you get, like, you're successful and you can contribute to the success of the team. That's what you want, and hopefully it keeps going.
When you said earlier this year that you think this is the best version of yourself that you've been, and you know you've had 90 plus, 100 plus point seasons in the NHL, is that the fact that you can recognize that, the fact that, you know, maybe you don't get 100 points this year, but you're helping the team in other ways, is that kind of just something that comes with maturity and being in this league a little bit longer?
Yeah, because I think you had to learn to kind of adjust to it. I mean, it wasn't easy for me because, like you said, you used to have came out like a really big season, and I think the past few years I had, you know, good amount of points as well, and coming in and kind of have to adjust your game a little bit, you know, in this with the Flames. I think it wasn't easy for me, and I think it took a lot of, you know, talking to myself, talking to a lot of people, but I'm glad. I think I knew at the end I was going to learn something from that, and I did. And I think, like I said, I think you get older too, you get more mature, and you learn from it. And now, like I said, that's why I say best version, because obviously offensively I was probably better before or something, but I think more complete version of myself, that's what I think I am.
I would imagine that you have, as you said, like, you have learned a lot about yourself over the last couple of seasons. Like, I would imagine just the overall growth in terms of dealing with adversity, all that type of stuff, that must have come a long way. Would you, just even outside of hockey, would you say you've grown a lot in that regard?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, obviously coming in, signing the big contract, and have a, you know, level of playing you want to play, and for your teammates, and, you know, for the fans and everything. And obviously it wasn't easy to kind of go down on points and stuff, but I said, you know, at some point I got to do something, because if I keep doing that every year, I'm not going to be happy, nobody's going to be happy, so at least make a difference out there. So that's where I kind of learn, you know, how to process all of that, and you know, I was like, I got to do something well for the city, for something. So I said, why not work harder on different stuff, and, you know, change a little bit of how I'm playing and be more responsible defensively. And like I said, I think it's going to help me the long way. So.
Jonathan, in that context, because we're in a room right now with hundreds of people who follow this team really closely, who cheer you guys on. It's been my sort of read through the past 2.5 seasons that this city's always really had your back. I know there's been some criticisms, but it feels like, you know, people here really appreciate the work, they appreciate the accountability, they appreciate the sense of humor. Like, do you get that sense that Calgary's really had your back through this?
Yeah, they did. I mean, you know, fortunate to have the fans here. They've been like so great to me. I mean, even in the struggle, I think, you know, everybody, I would say, except it's so usually on social media that you get all these
right
negative stuff.
And, yeah, but usually with about 11 numbers at the end of their profile.
Yeah, usually I mean, first and a last name.
Yeah, or like you guys, like something. No, but that's your job. But I'm saying, like, for people, like, criticism, like, it's big, and sometimes they don't understand, like, you're human. And
right.
I mean, but we're paid to get these criticism as well, so at the end of the day, you just, like, I don't have Twitter, it's been, or X, whatever, it's been like 2 years, and it's just like, sometimes you just don't want to look at it and kind of go out there. And, like, I think going back to your question, the fans has been just great, and every time I see people, they're just happy, and I think they're happy with what we're doing this year, and it's fun to see that. And even in the struggle, I think they're going to be by your side, and maybe they'll say some different stuff when not in front of your face,
sure,
but I think, like, it's still great to hear that, you know, they have your back no matter what.
What has to happen for this group? We talk all the time. You put yourself in a really good position at this juncture of the season. I know where you guys want to be after game 82. What's it going to take to kind of complete that quest?
I mean, we want to make the playoffs, so I think that's the main goal, and I think that's all we focus on. I think it's going to be a grind, we know it, but I feel like, yeah, I look at everybody in the room, they're ready for it, and we want to play as hard as we can until the end, and we'll see what happens. But our goal is to obviously make the playoffs and go out there, and, you know, you never know after that. It's, you know, the Blues that did it, they finished last and won the cup, and I think, you know, for us it's just to be out there, work hard till the end, and, you know, keep our identity till the end of the season, and that's important for the culture of the team.
You think this identity translates well come playoff time?
Yeah, I think in the playoffs we can make some damage, because this is the kind of game you want to play. You're not going to have a lot of power plays, PK, and stuff like that. It's going to be a hard game, and I think we can play that game.
Last one for you. All goes according to plan. There's a pretty significant milestone coming your way. 900 games. That's a pretty big one. I know your backs has just got the 1,000 this year, but What does 900 mean? That's a pretty significant milestone for a lot of guys.
100 games to 1,000. That's usually what it means. But yeah, no, it's pretty cool. I mean, we're lucky to be doing that as a living, and I always go back to that. I think the more games you play, I mean, I'm a bit fortunate to have, you know, such a good career and be playing in the best league in the world, and you always reflect to that when you get to these milestones. And I think a lot of people are supporting you. And just don't take everything for granted. And I feel like you've been like backs at 1,000. He worked so hard his whole life, and it was different than me. You know, we all have a different career and path. And you know, Naz next year is going to hit 1,000 as well. So I think for me, if everything goes well, will be the next year after. So it's like, it's pretty crazy that guys would hit 1,000 3 years in a row in the same team if everything goes well. But yeah, it's. I think it's quite an achievement hitting 1,000. So 900 is just getting closer.
Nice. Thank you for the time.
Yeah.
Good luck at the table. Hey.
Don't be alarmed when you turn around to see Connor's area has already been eliminated.
No.
He went out as we were talking to you.
At least my son's still going.
There he is, right there. Yeah.
He's all good.
Thanks for this, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate it.